Hello and welcome into the KE Report. I'm Chad Markwich, your host today, and I'm joined with Warren Rain, CEO of Golden Minerals, with the TSXV symbol AUMN and the NYSE symbol AUMN. Golden Minerals is a gold and silver producer with multiple development and exploration projects. Warren, it's always great to have you on the show, and I thought we would just kick things off with a look at some of the drilling you guys have been doing at Rodeo. You've had a couple releases out where you've had multiple drill intercepts of 2.9 grams per ton gold over 13.9 meters back in September 16th, and just today, 2.9 grams per ton gold over 18 meters at your Rodeo gold-silver mine. Walk us through what you're learning from the exploration around the mine and how you expand things at this property.
Thanks, Chad. It's great to be back with you here. So the drilling has been going really well at Rodeo, and we're definitely seeing excellent indications that will expand the resource, especially to the south of the current pit. Now, both of these drill holes, I think the one that we released in September, the shorter interval of the 2.9 grams per ton, that was a diamond drill result. And then we brought in the RC rig in August and started drilling a lot more rapidly. So we've been able to go in and put down quite a few different holes on the southern area and all around the pit, really. But we're seeing some significant widths and grades, mill grade results for gold, especially on that southern end. And what we have here, Chad, is a parallel structure just to the west of the current pit that extends to the south. That's something that we really hadn't picked up in the earlier drilling in the resource. And so this is interesting and new. And, we just don't know quite how far it's going to go, but I'm optimistic. And these results, they're certainly within the economic mill grade levels. So we can haul them to our mill in Villardania and do quite nicely economically processing them if we have enough volume, which is what we're still trying to determine. So we're waiting for some of the final results for the initial RC drill program, and we'll probably have to do a bit more delineation after that, just to make sure we know exactly what the morphology is. But it's very encouraging to date.
Well, yeah, and it shows on this press release that you just put out that you've drilled about 47 RC holes so far, totaling 3,187 meters. And so you mentioned that there's this southern end extension and then possibly a parallel structure. What could that mean? Is that could that be another vein that you could mine, or do you think it could develop into another pit, or how would that play into the future strategy of growing the resources at Rodeo?
The way it's looking now, Chad, it's looking like it's going to be an expansion of the existing pit where we can push back that wall on the southern end and push it back to the south and west. Now we're still, as I said, waiting for the rest of those drill results, which will help us determine just how far we can push it back. But basically, there's a series of parallel structures here that merge together in terms of gold grade, but with the higher grades being right on the structures, and then a sea of low grade around them. But because we're hauling to our mill and have the mill costs involved, we have a fairly high cutoff grade. We had been using about a 2 gram per ton cutoff grade getting started. We're going to drop that to around 1.6 grams per ton, I believe, going forward. And that's for the higher grade material. And we're also stockpiling the low grade material for future processing as long as the gold prices hold up or get better. That should also look interesting for the future. So right now we're looking at an expansion of the current pit. That's what I think this is going to show us. And we should have the data and the resource recalculations done here probably toward the end of November is what I'm looking at now.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Do you think you'll put out an updated resource estimate, and what would the goal be for that? And do you think that because, like you mentioned, you may be able to drop the cutoff grade if you expand the size of it, would it make sense to put out an updated economic report on it? Or what are your thoughts as you look at the expansion potential?
Yeah, it's always a balance between the cost of doing these studies if they have to be authored independently. I think we'll be able to put an update out based on the studies that we have already published and be able to do that internally. So I'm still balancing that with the cost. But yeah, we'll put out at least internal studies and comment on them. If it gets big enough, then we would certainly put out a new published study just so that the market is easily able to understand what we're doing.
Okay, well, let's shift over to the actual production at Rodeo. You put out an update on October 12th that you had an increase of 38% during the third quarter of 2021. You produced 4,942 gold equivalent ounces, consisting of 4,777 gold ounces and 12,196 silver ounces from your Rodeo Gold Silver Open Pit. Walk us through, you know, any other operation updates at Rodeo that you think are worth noting.
Yeah, so that production for the Q3 was well over our internal estimates. We haven't put out any guidance quarter by quarter to the market, but we are still well within and toward the upper end of our annual guidance between 12,000 and 14,000 gold ounces produced for the year for 2021. And this quarter was really certainly the best quarter thus far. It was the first quarter we had full milling capacity, up and running, because remember we put that second ball mill into production, into the mill production line at the end of April. So we missed 1 month in Q2. So given that it was a full quarter of production and that we had a higher than average head grade, that explains why we had the greater than anticipated gold production for the quarter. So very pleased with that. Rodeo's been running very, very smoothly as an open pit mine. The guys are doing a great job with that. And the ore body has been cooperating and really has been spot on our resource estimates up till now, and we expect it to continue. So we're in the higher grade portion of the ore body. It gave us that 4 gram per ton average grade rather than the life of mine average 3.3, and that gave us the bump. So I'm really pleased with that production metric.
Yeah, things are humming right along at Rodeo. And just remind everybody, Warren, when do you think you'll be roughly targeting to put out the financials in the company so investors can be looking forward to that?
Yeah, we usually go for the first week in November for the Q3, so we should stay tuned for the financial results toward the end of that week. And certainly would be really pleased to talk to you again about that when they come out.
Absolutely. We'll circle back around and get that when the news hits the wires. But let's shift over real quick to some of the other projects the company holds. Velardeña could be mine number two. It was already in production in the past, for those not familiar with the story. And you're looking at possibly making a decision this quarter on whether you want to bring that back into production for the silver, lead, zinc. And then there's also the new component that you're considering, which is the gold oxide plant, which would give you the ability to recover the additional gold there as well. Walk us through what you're looking at for Velardeña, any developments there, and how things are progressing.
Yeah, Shad, we're waiting for the results on our BIOX studies, which is the oxidizing process for the pyrite concentrate that has most of the gold value from Velardeña. So that's being worked on, looked at. We expect results from South Africa probably late November, early December. And so I think we're at the point of having to wait for our production decision until we see what those metrics look like. We did evaluate, starting up on the silver, lead, zinc alone and stockpiling the gold. It's not looking quite as robust as I'd like it to be, mostly because of the slightly lower silver prices that we've seen lately. Now, if silver would get back up there toward the upper $20 per ounce number, then it would make more sense. But right now, I think we're in a holding pattern until we have the BIOX information, and then we'll make a decision how to go forward with the construction of that and starting the operation, and that may be into Q1 of next year at this point.
Okay, well, we'll keep our eyes peeled for that. And then just mention, is there any other exploration going on some of the other projects that you'd like to mention? Anything on Velardeña? Just to remind listeners, there are a number of other projects, Santa Maria, El Cuevar, Yoquivo. There's a number of projects in the stable. Any other exploration work that you're doing? And then any other areas you're seeing as far as growth for the company that builds some value for investors?
Yeah, we're definitely looking at advancing our exploration portfolio. And from my point of view, if you're not drilling, you're not doing anything really as an exploration company. So we're trying to bridge that gap between production, exploration, and balance it. And it's kind of a tough tightrope to walk, right? We've said we'll do a second round of drilling at Yoquivo sometime this year. I still expect that we'll get that started. Work is progressing at Kvar with our partner, or our earn-in partner, Barrick. No, they're doing some permitting on a drill program there, so I expect that, we'll be able to announce the start of the drill program again late this year, early next at KVAR. And of course, our earn-in partner at Santa Maria has put out a lot of press releases about continued drilling, so they're going strong on that. I think they'll probably complete the purchase of that smaller but very interesting silver lead zinc operation from us. So those projects are advancing. We are gaining value and moving them forward. Had a little bit of a slowdown given the extra drilling that we had to do at Rodeo for the success that we've had. So we've pushed off some of these other projects a little bit further out into the year. But we're also still doing the test mining project at Velardania, and you should have some update on that here not too far in the future.
Well, we'll wrap it up there, Warren. There's definitely a lot going on with the company, and we'll definitely follow along with that test mining at Velardania, with the financials that should be coming out the beginning of November, and all the other exploration going on and development going on at your various projects. We always appreciate you spending a few minutes with us here at the KE Report, and have a great rest of the week.
Thank you very much, Chad. You too.